The phone was on its third ring. The next one would switch over to the answering machine, and the moment of excitement would be gone but not forgotten. Eli pleaded into the receiver. "Come on, pick it up!" Zoe answered just in the nick of time. "Hello?"
"Zoe, turn on the news! Hurry!"
"Okay, what channel?"
"Any channel! Is Dad there?"
"Yeah, he's right here."
"I'm coming over." "What's up?"
Bob asked. "I don't know," said Zoe. "Something on the news." As Bob turned on the network news, the anchor was recapping the current events of what seemed to be the usual international mishmash of the times.
"What about it?" Bob asked.
The scene suddenly changed to a correspondent standing on the weather deck of the USS Newport News, shouting into his microphone.
"We're proceeding at flank speed," said the correspondent, "to a location in the Atlantic known as the Bermuda Triangle. We have new information indicating the discovery of a UFO believed to be submerged 200 feet below the surface."
Stunned, Bob and Zoe were still staring at the screen midway through the cat food commercial. The incredible story of the submerged alien craft swept the globe, kindling an unprecedented wave of interest as an international race ensued to possess the prize that promised unimaginable revelations. Bob, Zoe, and Eli were crushed to realize that they were helpless to do anything but watch as their discovery was being wrenched from them. Within 72 hours of first receiving the submission from his brother, Master Oceanographer Dr. Brendan Ablett personally pushed his assessment and recommendations through channels to expedite their journey to the Joint Chiefs of Staff. Within 2 days of that meeting, there were two Navy frigates hovering over the coordinates, with six underwater demolition teams scouring the seafloor in search of the prize. The leak of the classified report was a handicap the U.S. would have to contend with. As it turned out, only the pictures, the coordinates, and some comments had actually been discovered by the rest of the world. The missing link, the part of the puzzle that contained the account of the deeds and the events that went with the pictures, still remained in the sole possession of the U.S. The evidence demanded that the government spare no expenditure to retrieve what could be the most important artifact of civilization, the craft that brought the first humans to Earth.